Hey friends, we are in module 7 and you are thinking about as you're moving through your praxis journal, the power of strategies, the power of systems over strategies. See, even I get that wrong. My default setting is so centered on strategies as an educator that it did take me a while to shift this mental model. And that's the thing I want to bring to you in this checkpoint. As we start to think about what the work is, I want to remind you that systems are an integral part of that. We have to see creating systems as part of equity. Now, here's the thing. It doesn't get us as jazzed or give us a buzz as talking about oppression or social justice issues. And, you know, I say that a lot with, you know, my tongue and my cheek. But the reality is, if you actually notice how equity work goes or anti-racist work goes, or even what people are calling culturally responsive teaching work goes, a lot of times it is kind of, you know, in this arrested development where it's only stuck in talking about, thinking about oppression in an overt form, right? And what we're talking about actually are those systems that are non-racial, invisible, that keep turning out the kind of outcomes we see. Here's the thing I want you to remember, that systems are that unsexy part of doing this work. Remember Phil Schlechte and his work around student engagement that we covered, I think in stages 2, as well as stages 1 in module 2 and 3. We covered that idea of engagement being made up of kind of intellectual curiosity and high commitment to moving through the hard parts. That's really where the systems piece lives. When you're talking about authentic integration, systems are the mundane part of teaching and learning. But we also know that you want to free yourself so you can get to the higher level parts of this work, helping kids to chew, being engaged in instructional conversation, all those good things. They do not happen unless you can free yourself and give yourself that gift of creating systems in your classroom. All right, so don't gloss over thinking about how you are going to build effective systems, right? And we're not talking about, oh, we got to, you know, take it all down to the ground and build totally new things. No, we are really talking about what's working. Think about it like this. What do I want to keep doing? What do I need to stop doing because it's not having any real effect and it might be distracting me or it might be taking time away from other things we could be doing? Only after you've asked those two questions can you start thinking about what you do need to do. All right? And I want you to remember, systems aren't only related to classroom management. That to be moving toward equity, we want to be building systems around building a community of learners and cognition and that kind of thing. All right. Carry on.